Amen. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So we come today to declare the good news of Jesus Christ. And I just want to let you know that it's Jersey Sunday, and the pastor, they got me a nice jacket. I'm just saying. Somebody give you something, wear it. I think y'all like it. Certainly always grateful. We welcome those who are coming in online, and we thank you for your presence here. There's a word that comes from the Gospel of Mark, but let's first pray. Father, we do come in the name of Jesus, and we don't take lightly this word. We ask even now that we might decrease and that you might increase. Save someone today, encourage another, and when this time is done, we'll give your name the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. There's a word that comes today from the Gospel of Mark, and the gospel simply means good news. Mark 1:16 through 18. And when you found it, say amen.
Amen.
I want to encourage you to bring your Bibles to church. Have your phone open. That way, in case I hit the power off, you won't be looking for the word on the screen.
Amen.
The one that's working.
Amen.
It reads as follows. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Verse 17 says, "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him.
Amen.
I want to preach today from the sermonic title, Chosen. Chosen. Nowadays, you'd be hard-pressed to show up at a basketball court or on a football field or on a baseball diamond and get picked to play on a team. I grew up when you would show up, and if you were okay, your buddy might pick you, and if not, you could always say, "I've got next." And I don't know how that made you feel, but just being accepted and being chosen, just being picked, gave you some self-esteem.
Yes.
I've often said that during those times I did not get picked, I would hold up my broadcasting skills and I would begin to announce the game, even though I was not on the court. Amen?
Amen.
But you know, it turns out that at least in the game of professional football, that can happen just from the stroke of a computer or from your cell phone. What are you talking about, Reverend? I'm talking about fantasy football. Amen. It's a game where participants serve as owners and general managers of a virtual professional football team. I'm told that baseball, ice hockey, and basketball have been a part of that. And so you get to pick your own team. I've watched my son leave home going to draft night. Okay, he comes back with excitement, and it really is about each week setting up a lineup, and then you watch as those players run. Y'all stop me if I'm on the wrong track, man. You said that's just obvious. You don't know fantasy football. I'm gonna act like it today, and so you can earn some fantasy points. Each week you're matched up with someone else in your league, and whoever has the most points, you win for that week. And that's helped me to understand why, although Tim is a Ravens fan, I hear him screaming for other teams, specifically other players. Have you done that today? I think I got one or two fantasy football people up in here. In fact, just raise your hand if you're part of a fantasy league. Oh my God. Yeah. I wish y'all the best today. And so it's because of the players that you choose, they will earn you points, and at some point, a payday. I'm not calling it gambling, but I've been the recipient of a good year of fantasy football. Now that I've got your attention, I've said all of that to say this. When it comes to our life in Jesus Christ, we must never forget that He has chosen us. He has picked us. He has set us apart. We're in the Lord's faith league and not the fantasy league. And that's what I see unfolding in the Gospel of Mark. Here's what I like about Mark. And Mark is the kind of writer who just gets to the point. Mark puts it in gear because he's writing to an audience that is on the move. And so he begins Mark the first chapter talking about John the Baptist, how he would go out and preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. John the Baptist just had eaten honey and bugs, just a little piece of something wrapped around him, but he was so passionate about the good news of Jesus Christ. And then he would baptize folk. Amen. He didn't wait till another Sunday. If you repented on the spot, John the Baptist would baptize you right there, and that would take place. He baptized our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. There in the Jordan River, the Bible says at that time that when Jesus came up from the water, that a dove descended on him, which represents the Holy Spirit. And Jesus looked down from glory and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." Amen. Isn't that great news today that the Lord spoke? And so John is thrown into prison because he has preached the gospel. Jesus picks up the mantle and continues to move on. And by the time we get to the text today, he is walking along the Sea of Galilee. And I believe that as he begins to pick his ministry team, that he makes an observation. And then he makes an offer. And then you see happening obedience on center stage. In observation, verse 16 says, "As Jesus walked," I almost got stuck there. See, we gotta take our minds off of the modern. Jesus walked. Amen. Didn't have a car, couldn't call up a service to come take him from place to place. He walked the dusty roads of Palestine, and he walked beside the Sea of Galilee, where he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. In Galilee. Where is your Galilee? Where is my Galilee? The place that Jesus shows up and encounters you. Amen. Amen. Do you remember the place when you accidentally didn't mean to, but happened to bump into Jesus? Or you may not call it Galilee, but somewhere in life we had to have an encounter. And Jesus makes an observation because he sees these brothers doing something. They weren't sitting back chilling, telling jokes. Oh man, I can't wait till the day is over. These brothers were working in their profession. He chose them because they were doing something. They were on the active roster.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
They weren't bitch warmers. They were out there saying, "I am prepared to be used by the Master." Has he chosen you? Have you been picked for the team to declare the good news of Jesus Christ? You don't need a number. You must know that you can still serve the Lord. The old saints will say, "Serving the Lord will pay off after a while." But I want you to stay along the Sea of Galilee. And I want you to see Jesus checking these brothers out. And then he picks them for service. They were fishing. What are you and I doing that makes us an attractive candidate to share the good news of Jesus Christ? Chew on that for a second. Well, what are you and I doing to the point that Christ encounters us, observes what we're doing, and sees some good in us? Ah, my God. He saw more in them than what they saw in themselves. He sees more in you and I than we see in ourselves.
Yeah.
Every now and then we have a little self-esteem issue. We get down and beat ourselves up. Can I stop by the night to just put my feet on the floor and say, look at here, there's some good in you. He who begun a good work in you will perform it till the day of Jesus Christ. Can I encourage you today?
Yeah.
My God. There you are in your Galilee, and Jesus stops by your experience and he observes that you're doing something. You're not washed up. My God, we see players coming on the scene now. I say, well, I remember him back in the day. I ain't gonna call names, but some guys say, I was in the first grade when you start playing, but there are folk who are still on the field.
Yes.
Still on the battlefield for the Lord. Why? Because they're not tired yet.
Yeah.
Amen? Hey, talk is cheap.
Yeah.
But when you get on the field of life, can you make something happen? Can you hit somebody? Can you score a touchdown? Can you block a punt? Can you kick a field goal? Can you get a penalty in life? He wants to know, are you doing anything?
Yeah.
1 John 3:2 says, beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Look out. He's watching you. Look out. He's watching me to see if he can get something out of me. Do I have anything left in the tank, so to speak? But he also made an offer. Verse 17. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. I'm glad when I've got a couple of anglers in the house. Brothers I know can fish. Brothers, when they go out, I pray for them. Lord, go with them in the name of Jesus. If they catch something, bring the pastor a fish. Amen. I'm not playing. And then when a brother bring you fish already clean, oh, hallelujah. But he says, come from where you are and from what you are doing and follow me.
Yeah.
Has he ever made that offer to you to say, listen, come. Follow me. So well, I don't recall, but maybe you just missed the call. Maybe you had on do not disturb. Maybe you wouldn't answer the call when it came, but he makes an offer. And then he says, I will send you out to fish for people. What does that look like? Fish for people. First of all, you must kind of know the equipment. I can tell you some sad fish stories about Tim Tootin. Don't even own a pole. But I never had the right equipment. When my father-in-law was alive, he would come and travel with fish and tackle. Wherever he would go, and we'd drive, he'd say, I bet there's something in that pond. From Maryland to Florida, he said, I wonder if there's something in there. And so real anglers know what to look for, but they've got the right equipment. They know where the right fishing hole is. They know where they're biting, and they know what kind of bait to use. Is that he says, I'm going to transform you into a person who fishes for people. You must know the fish. Amen?
Amen.
I grew up with mullet and trout. And beyond that, I don't know much except that they taste good if they're fixed right. Amen? Now, y'all say, my pastor's trying to get some fish. He keep on talking about it. Is he begging for fish? Now, I want y'all to keep this thing spiritual now. It's fishing for people and having the right equipment. And so when you fish for people, you will know their condition.
Right.
Amen?
Yeah.
And you will see their situation. And I know guys who fish and gals, They can say, I know how the fish act. I know where to go. And when you go out to witness to someone, as God makes the offer for you to come and you agree, you've got to make sure that you don't start judging people. Amen. Forgetting where the Lord has brought you from. Forgetting what you've been through. I don't know what's going on in the world today. You know. Because you was in the world, and now you're not of the world, but you were that kind of fish. The one that could not be hooked. You were the kind of fish flapping and moving around. You were the kind of person, but God sent someone your way with the right hook and the right bait. And you came running, what must I do to be saved? Oh, you didn't want to come in. Or you didn't want to be caught. I didn't want to be caught, but my God, I'm glad he caught me. Amen. I'm glad he saved my soul. I'm glad there was a hook that was big enough to catch your temptation. That double-talking rascal. That rascal with the resume and a rap sheet. But thank be to God today, we can catch fish. And you'll let the lost know what your experience has been. All about being chosen. And Paul would say, listen, I know 1 Corinthians 11:1, he says, be ye followers of me, even as I am also a follower of Christ. Folk want to see your example. Talk is cheap. Well, I used to be, but what you doing now? Amen. Praise God. You got 2 Bible verses under your belt and you look churchified. What are you doing to be a witness to somebody else? Jesus made an offer. He made an observation, but now it is up to us, as it was for these brothers, to become obedient. Verse 18 says, at once. Some translations say immediately they left their nets and followed him. They accepted the offer. You say, well, now I know in sports, you know, if the contract ain't right, I ain't gonna take it. You know, God has already given you the biggest contract you'll ever have. Hallelujah. He's given you eternal life. You don't negotiate here. Let me get with my agent. My God, the Holy Ghost is the agent. Get up and let's do something for the Lord today. And so at once they dropped their nets and began to follow Jesus. They dropped that which had kept food on the table. They dropped that which gave them their identity, and they followed. You got to let some stuff drop. Amen. There's some stuff you're holding on to too tightly. I'm just going to hold a little bit of that. No, let it go. So the Lord can use you fully. You didn't see them going dragging nets. They went with an open heart. Amen. And when the Lord uses us, we got to let the other stuff go. A sermon for another day. Amen. What have you dropped? Just asking for a friend. Are you willing to be obedient and let go of that we've become familiar with, that we become attached to? That's a great question to ask. John 15:16, Jesus reminds us that you have not chosen me, but I've chosen you, lest you get the big head, and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit. That's the mission. And that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Matthew 22:14, for many are invited, but few are chosen. Matthew 6:7, calling the 12 to him, he began to send them out 2 by 2 and gave them authority over impure spirits. You're not drafted or chosen just to sit around on the seat of do nothing. The Lord is saying, I'm going to send you out. I got work for you to do. Amen?
Amen.
And you can be on the team, but you've got to decide. I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Though no one join me, still I will follow. And the wall behind me and the cross before me, still I will walk. And we know that the chosen can kind of quit when the going gets rough and the rough gets going. Come here, disciples. Where y'all at? at the cross. Nobody but John there standing next to Mary and says, "Woman, behold your son. Son, behold your mother." He stood by Mary. What kind of team member are you? Are you a quitter? Do you give up out of fear when things don't go your way? Jesus died and he rose again. He called the team together one more time. Those he had chosen. So now this is the playbook. Amen? That you got to go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the earth.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
You remember there in Acts when he said, "Listen here, what y'all staring at? I got to go. I'll be back, but I will send power, and when you get the power, you'll be able to testify of me in all places."
Yeah.
Amen? Aren't you feeling better about yourself today? Got your little jersey on for Jesus? Aren't you ready to work for the Lord? You have been chosen. It's time to play ball. The coin has been flipped. Heads or tails, no matter whether you're receiving or giving, it's time to play ball. God has chosen each of us for a purpose. Amen. I'm glad about that today. I'm just glad to be on the team. Amen. I'm going to serve the Lord as long as I can because he's picked me, the least of them. Aren't you glad today he's picked you? Oh, you don't sound too happy about that. My God, you get hesitation. Let me get back with you. He says, nobody who can turn back. I got to go bury my father. I got to go bury my mother. If you put your hands on the plow, don't look back.
That's right.
Can I testify today when I began in ministry? It ain't time to quit ministry. Hey, you said you've been called to preach. Okay, preach. You said the Lord has led you to shepherd. Then shepherd. You don't say, "Well, I don't know. I'm not feeling it this week." No, you got to keep on running to see what the end is going to be. And God has given each of us an assignment. And you want to get to the end zone. You want to quit playing and run that ball for Jesus. And then if you want to do a little show at the end, go ahead and do something. Come on, spike it. That one you will not win. Oh, I want to get you excited today. I want you to know the Lord has chosen you. He don't need you and I, but he chose us. He could do without it. He's not begging for a soldier. But aren't you glad today that we're soldiers in the army? We've got to cry. Oh, Lord, we have to fight. We got to hold on to the bloodstained banner. Hold on until we die.
Go ahead. Preach.
Not that good. I was cut from the last. The devil cut me from his. Anybody left? You need a sub? I'll go. I'm willing to run on all the way. I'll hold the word close to my heart that I may not sin against you. I'm not that great. If I'm Moses, I stutter, but I can still use you. If I'm David, you know I got a track record. I've been messing up. I can still use you. And don't you know that God desires to use you and I today? Oh my God, you ought to unpack your bag already. Is the team bus about to pull out? I want to be on it. Chosen.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
That is the word of God today, Father. Come on, stand. Me? That's my brother. You. No. That's my. You don't mean me. Jesus picked two brothers. Then he goes on and picks John and James. He's picked you and someone else. Come on, give God a praise today. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We confess. We're a little shaky at first. Can I just play half the season? Can I just do spring training only? No. It's year round. It's every day. Father, we come in the name of Jesus and we thank you that in our Galilee, you showed up and you compelled us to follow you so that we might lead others to you. We thank you for your word today. If there's one in this place, one watching who's been cut, not on anybody's team, but they've missed the call, they've missed the draft, draft them today. The Bible says, "Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that God has raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved." Save someone today, God. What a win that would be.
Yes,
is to win someone for Jesus Christ. God, use us today. Might run out of here with our cleats on, coming through on the field, excited to be used. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Come on, give God a praise today. Amen. If nobody would tip you, oh, you on the team now. We bless the Lord today for our coming, and we thank God for the true richness of his text. The word of God can hit any area that we're struggling with and growing in. Thank God for you, and we thank God as always for your coming and for your giving and for your encouragement. So we just, our Father, even now in the name of Jesus, we thank you for these people. I'm not their coach. You are the coach and the owner and the GM.
Yes.
And we thank you for that today, God. We thank you for the gifts you've sent this way. We thank you, God, for those who have worshiped through giving and through their time and their tithe. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and present us false before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Let the Amen. Church say what?
Amen.
Let the church. Let the church say, God has spoken. God has spoken. Let the church say, amen. That's you. You're on the team. Let the church say, let the church say, God has spoken. God has spoken. Let the church say that. God has spoken. Let the church.